York Regional Police's Marine and Underwater Recovery Unit saw a 13.69% increase in calls from 555 in 2021 to 631 in 2022. The most frequent calls in 2022 came from vessel stops, inspections, 212, and vessels in distress, 172. There were 39 calls to assist citizens, 14 calls for an injured person, 10 total calls for missing adults, vulnerables, 9 calls for impaired operation, and 7 calls for fires. Our numbers were up in 2022, Staff Sergeant Aaron Busby said of the Marine Unit. It's a significant increase in calls for service. This past year, the Underwater Recovery Unit was deployed 11 times, the greatest annual deployment since the unit's inception. It was deployed 5 times in relation to human remains, 5 in relation to evidence recovery, and once at the request of a marine facility. In 2020, a new deployment strategy was adopted with the Underwater Recovery Unit where the dive team and marine unit were combined. This allowed for there to be an increase from 2 trained divers to 9 in 2022 with 6 dive supervisors, as opposed to 1 in 2020. We adopted the fact that all marine officers should also be underwater recovery specialists, said Busby. We're the only service in Ontario that has successfully deployed this model. The Marine Unit was established in 1971 and the Underwater Recovery Unit was established in 1982. A new marina was opened in 2020 at Jackson's Point, 57 Lorne Street. We're the benchmark for success for many other police services that have come up and seen this new location, said Busby. Patrolling 7 days a week, York Regional Police are responsible for nearly 400 square kilometers of the 744 square kilometers of Lake Simcoe. The unit is also responsible for 32 other bodies of water and 11 rivers.